This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN, everyone's favorite kind of ENN, which is a Friday ENN. Am I right or am I right?
Am I right?
ENN is sponsored tonight by All American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Above 9 inches, stardom.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
I hope he doesn't play.
This is what's happened to me today.
Stop being so self-consumed. You ever hear Woodstock?
Peter, you are a windsock.
Wow.
Jeff Van Dundy.
A lot of great callers.
If Graphics Joker could somehow make your face a windsock.
Oh, that's horrible.
We're pretty good.
Justin.
We're okay.
Ow.
Just make it.
Sounds like Leiter's house at dinner.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
We're going to need an
Al
Bob song.
That's Lori screaming Al.
Small-time hack.
I think we need an Al Bob song. Al Bob.
Bob, bang, bang, like that? Maybe not. So James Harden is not happy with Giannis. Do you remember what Giannis said about Jim Harden?
Tell us.
On TNT. This is what Giannis said about Jim.
I'm between Kemba and Trae Young.
You don't want the dribbler?
I want somebody that's going to pass the ball. That's what I want.
Blame Barkley. Barkley did it.
It really was Barktree. It was Chuck.
And that's what he is. He's an agitator.
But Giannis fell right for it.
Right.
So Rachel Nichols talked to him about that incident.
Not Giannis. Talked to Jim. Yeah.
Sorry. Pronouns, pal. Talked to Jim Harden. You know that's a Vince McMahon thing.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had the pleasure of hearing it myself.
He's big on pronouns?
Well, from stories. Well, yeah. They're huge on pronouns, not using pronouns. You have to use people's names. But as it's said by Bruce Pritchard, who has worked for Vince McMahon on and off for 30 years, pronouns, pal, is like what he'll say to you if you randomly say he. It's just like, we don't know who that is.
So he wants you to say Triple H.
Correct.
Somebody, not he did.
Right. By the way, The Undertaker did come back yesterday.
Disgraceful.
But
didn't also a 53-year-old man take the title away?
That's right, Goldberg. He came back and beat The Fiend. People were not so happy about it.
Bill Simmons said today that's the most ridiculous decision they've ever made. He said you just undid 3 years of great thinking with a stupid move. He was really upset.
What, he tweeted this?
Yeah.
Simmons is so random with how he checks into WWE. Like, he'll be gone for a year, and then he just pops
in. He's kind of busy.
I suppose. I heard from him today.
Did you really?
I did. You did.
About what?
Wrestling.
Really?
Yeah, he's dialed in. He pops up from time to time.
All right.
Old Will Simmons. I call him Will.
Oh, he must love that.
Here's Jim talking to Rachel Nichols about what Giannis said about him being a ball hog.
You do have people talking about some of the stereotypes that have blown up around you. Charles Barkley, when they had the All-Star draft, was saying, oh, no one wants to take James Harden. He's a dribbler. Giannis Antetokounmpo makes a joke on the air about, I want to take someone who can pass. I'm taking Kemba Walker instead of James Harden.
I was more assists than him, I think.
You ranked 10th in assists going into the All-Star break, and Kemba ranked 36th in assists going into the All-Star break.
So I don't see what the joke is. But I didn't even see it. You know, I don't pay attention to stuff like that. I just know none of them can mess with me.
Well, Daryl Morey, your general manager, had a great line to kind of address all of that. He said, being different doesn't really get appreciated until it works.
Yeah, or when I'm done. When it's all said and done, they'll appreciate it more. You know, but I wish I could just run and with 7 feet and run and just dunk. Like, that takes no skill at all. I got to actually learn how to play basketball and how to have skill, you know. I take that any day.
That's where he loses me.
I don't mind him defending himself. He has every right to.
Right, he should. And he's right because Barkley was right. He is a dribbler. He dribbles the ball for 10 seconds. But he's a passer, too. He slows the ball down, but he does pass. He's 10th in assist. But when you go and say that Antetokounmpo is just 7 feet and can dunk, that's ill-informed.
I agree. I think he was doing a little too much there. But I understand his frustration. He felt no one likes getting laughed at by the MVP and an all-time great player and beloved personality. Jim Harden went on to talk, though, on where he thinks he ranks in the NBA today.
Where do you think you rank among the NBA's best players right now?
I feel like I'm the best player.
It's interesting to me because the NBA's own website has an MVP ladder, their rankings for MVP. They list the top five players. You're not even in there, James.
I know, that's crazy.
What do you think of that?
And I still lead the league in scoring.
Third straight year you've led the league in scoring.
I can't. That's something I can't control.
That's true.
So where do you rank him? I'm curious because the earlier shows did this as well. Where do you rank him? So the best player, let's just say, rather than start an argument, Antetokounmpo, LeBron.
Correct. Who else then after that is above Jim?
Could say Anthony Davis?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
Hmm.
No.
Andrew, you have anything on this?
Well, his guy, when he plays his best, could be in that conversation.
Simmons?
No, Embiid.
Oh, Embiid.
At his absolute best. But he's not. He's not better than Jim, though. Andrew, any thoughts?
Just take the L.
Kawhi has to be up there?
Yeah, I was going to say Kawhi.
Kawhi has to be
he's
up
better.
There.
He's better.
Better than Jim?
Yeah. To me, he is.
So that's, I was going to four.
Peter doesn't agree with Anthony Davis.
Did you say Durant? Does he count?
I think you have to count Durant because
then,
you know you expect.
But this was on the MVP chart this year.
But I'm not talking about the MVP. I'm saying the best players in the NBA. You probably have to put Steph in there.
Right.
I think Jim's better than Steph right now. Right now.
So I will say real quick, I have the NBA MVP ladder.
All right, so give us, where is that?
Whenever this interview was recorded, it has changed since then, and Harden is actually currently third behind Giannis and LeBron.
Who's fourth, if you don't mind me asking?
Kawhi.
And then fifth?
Luka.
Yeah.
And then who's after Luka?
Nikola Jokic, Jason Tatum, Anthony Davis.
No, see that, to me, that's where the big drop-off begins. as good as Jokic is, I think the space between Harden and Doncic to Jokic and Tatum is a drop off.
See, but that's a little
and Anthony Davis.
That's a little bit sketchy because the way Tatum's playing now, he's in the top five. Tatum has taken a quantum leap. Now, can he do
at
it the whole
moment,
season? He's been amazing.
Amazing.
Everybody's talking about how he might have taken that next jump. It's there. I mean, he's that sort of player. And if I came to you tomorrow and you were running an NBA team, Peter, I said you have a choice. Forget about age. Between Doncic and Harden, you take Luka. I think you take Luka.
You might, but you go back.
There's more things.
It's true, but if you go back right now and you look at what Jim has done with his team over the last several years, granted it hasn't been the championship, but they've had a lot of things in their way to make that almost impossible. Think about how competitive his teams have been over the last 5-6 years.
No, he's a great player.
We all kind of like, you know, tease. There's a little bit of teasing about Harden now. How long he holds the ball, etc. This guy perpetually wins 55 games.
He's
perpetually makes a run in the playoffs. Andrew, do you agree? I mean, I just think we can't take that for granted.
No, I love him. And I think sometimes his defense, like, that's used as a big knock against him. But I feel like he is singled out for that in a way.
More than
like,
other players.
There's a lot of players that are gifted offensively that don't play great defense. But we use that as a knock against him.
There are great offensive players who play great defense, LeBron, who take off possessions also. Even though they can play great defense.
I respect Harden, too, because he's never subscribed to the whole load management thing. He plays almost every single night.
Yeah, I like that, too.
He needs his points.
At the end of the day, though, you know where he ends up? He ends up in the same room as Mike Breen in Springfield.
Bang.
Bang.
Bang, bang!
That's right.
Well, back to Andrew's sad team. Joel Embiid.
Yeah, they won. They won
God
yesterday, Andrew.
Yeah, they beat the Knicks by nine.
Did you enjoy the B team? Did you enjoy watching it?
I did. I needed to see that from Tobias.
How'd Al do?
I said to you guys yesterday that Big Al has bothered me lately. Now, offensively, he was all right, but Julius Randle took him to school yesterday. It was hard to watch at times.
We like to call him
Julie
Randle.
It was horrifying.
Julie Randle.
Do you hear the audio of Andrew watching the game last night, watching Horford?
You have this?
Al, 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 Al.
Wow.
That was Andrew at home yesterday. Anyways, let's hear from his head coach, Andrew's head coach, that is, Brett Brown.
Of course. You know, like...
Hold on. I need to explain what's happening.
Yeah, what an awful intro.
Well, hold on. Give me a second. He was asked if he was relieved by the Embiid news that'll only be out a week. Here's Brett Brown.
Of course. You know, like, and it's as much from the personal standpoint as it is a selfish coach that he's looking forward to this run home, this final third, the responsibility, no Ben for how long we'll all, you know, figure out in time. And, you know, to learn that from him, from his perspective, and again, from the team's perspective, that is exciting news.
Is that just him, or was he stifling a cry?
No, I think that's just him.
It sounded like he was getting emotional. No, Andrew? Is that just the way he sounds all the time?
I don't think he was going to cry. He's from Maine, so there's a little bit of a...
Like, it's an interesting accent.
New England-y accent. It's not fair.
I'll tell you what, Andrew. I keep hearing about Simmons that it's, you know, nerve issue in his back. That scares me.
Well, it's scary because what is causing the nerve issue?
Right.
Like something is pressing on that nerve. If it's a herniated disc...
Well, hey there.
My expectation is we don't see him again this year.
Oh, how about next year?
Yeah, he'll be back next week.
It was horrifying.
Sure?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's
what,
my
what guys if have had back surgery.
No, because I've had it. Then we'll see him again next. Back surgery doesn't knock guys out for a year and a half.
All right.
God, like,
it knocked out Dave Winfield for a year.
Look, I think we'll see him next year. What do you want me to say?
You say you have no reply to that, and you're impressed by him dropping Dave Winfield's injury on you like that.
So he has now chosen one guy out of 10,000 that have had back injuries that didn't play for a year.
He got you, though. He knew it.
Back injuries in an explosive sport, scary, my friend.
I'll tell you,
back injuries in general.
As a Larry Bird fan, let me tell you, the back injuries were tough. Now, granted, Larry was a full 10 years older than Embiid is at this point.
And when he jumped...
Also, it's Simmons, not Embiid.
Oh, sorry. That was about Simmons?
Yeah.
The cut you played was about Embiid. Michael's talking about Simmons.
Oh, about Simmons back.
And when Larry jumped to
pronouns.
Pronouns, pal.
Best of his ability, you get a dime under his Converse.
That's true.
It wasn't about leaping.
You just don't want a chronic back problem. That just always is going to just hinder him.
I try every day.
You know?
Sometimes if you have a chronic back problem, you have to go to the chronic.
That's
right. It's not fair.
Oh, the Bubon.
Yeah.
Wow. Great job out of you.
You see who's selling a Bubonge? Like, big CDC guy, he's big investor, and Joe Montana. Big. He's making a lot of money. He started putting CDC cream on his shoulder, neck after a surgery.
You mean CBD?
CBD, I'm sorry. And he...
The corona snuck in.
And
the Center for Disease
first
Control.
Time he's ever, first time he's ever been able to sleep since the surgery.
I would love if Steve Young now, totally innocently and innocuously, is like, you know what? I'm also dropping a CBD line, and mine's way better and they could have beef, like CBD beef.
And they both, like, you know, get dressed up as Cheech and Chong.
See, now we're talking.
Wow. Or Steve could just be completely anti-legalization.
That'd be that'd be better.
Ooh.
Which I don't think would be far off.
Steve's very, very,
You could say it.
Clean. He's clean.
Oh, well, that's one of the C words you could use.
Ballard texted me earlier on the guest conversation, said he prefers Lewis Riddick to Steve Young.
That's
you know, Ballard's an idiot. Ballard.
He's a blasphemer.
I mean, Riddick's a good guest.
Riddick's very good.
He's not
Riddick.
Even in the top five.
Come on.
And you guys leaving out Teixeira. You guys are clowns.
I would never put Teixeira in the top
five. Teixeira's a great guest. You never know what he's going to say.
But he's not a top fiver.
No.
He's better than Riddick.
In your little world.
He's not better than
no.
Riddick.
Better than Riddick.
No. Why do you do this?
I'm telling you.
But sometimes you choose hills
you
to die
on
that put us in such awkward.
That's why. He's got a crush.
Yeah. Get your Yankee crush out of here.
Riddick. It's like me throwing in E.J. Raddick in the top five. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
I love E.J. Raddick. I'm not throwing him in the top five, but you can't.
Leah Hextall. You want to put Leah Hextall
three? Yeah, I'll put Leah Hextall three.
I sit here as you do your hockey podcast, Game Misconduct.
Right.
And every time you introduce E.J. Raddick,
right.
You go, the great E.J. Raddick.
Because I love the man, but I can separate and say, you know what? He wouldn't be in the top five. You can't separate. You love Teixeira, so you have to put him in the top five.
No, I
you
think
can't
he gives
separate. I can separate.
RJ, please join this. You're the guy. You go over the ratings with a fine tooth comb. What kind of numbers does Teixeira pull in on a weekly basis?
He does good numbers.
Good numbers, my friend. Top five numbers.
I listen.
If I never talk to him again, I'd be fine.
Oh, my. You know, Don is always there to double down.
He just doesn't stop.
You back him into a corner. When you back him into a corner, yeah. He gets dangerous.
He's like a rat.
He's a rat. Yeah. You see the teeth. The teeth start showing. Yeah. He'll bite. He'll scratch. He'll claw.
Yeah.
And now you keep going.
Yeah.
He'll say something that just will lead to a fight, a fist fight between him and Teixeira.
Now, if this is the NBA, somebody asks Teixeira about that
tomorrow,
and then we get like a blood feud.
And that's
going.
What makes Teixeira a good guest, because he'll go right back at you.
Right. That is
I
true.
I think Don's the third best guy on the show, he'll say. Something like that. He will.
Who has no guts?
Oh, no. I think
he's told me that personally.
He said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Peter fan.
And it doesn't bother me at all.
If you ever talked to him again, you wouldn't care.
I'd be perfectly comfortable. I do well.
Are you doing the Rangers pregame today?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's hockey, man.
You excited?
Yeah.
You got food ordered? I know you like food.
Between Chinese and pizza.
Big.
And again, there's no motivation over there. That's all I'm thinking about for the last hour.
He wants people to be motivated about food.
I
not
love
just
it.
Order.
No, and Don, it must hurt particularly on a Friday. You think on a Friday, end of the week, this is going to be a big food day.
Especially when they know I'm buying.
Oh, well, I didn't know you did this.
Oh, you can't demand a food order and not
Well, Don's
pay
the talent.
For it.
Yeah, I understand, but the money he's making for this pre and post.
Well, that's all the money.
He's working for free.
It's all gone.
It's really for the love. I can't separate that. It's all love.
So on a day like today,
yeah.
you're staying here for the whole game?
That's right.
At the station?
Sure.
It's a 7 o'clock puck drop?
Mm-hmm.
So you would want to order food to eat right at 7:05 when the game starts?
Yes, ideally.
Would you order two pies or be cheap about it? How many people are we splitting it with?
Well, there's only three people. The other side, and somebody always brings. So it's probably going to be three. But I'm not going to get two pies for three people. What are we, animals?
So you get one large.
Yeah.
No, that chews up his whole profit.
And who is in on this pizza today? Be you, Ty?
No, Joel and Ray.
You, Joel, and Ray? And you would hope that this
Jacob's on the board.
And you would hope that this is the pie is here by 7 o'clock. I've heard that you have to have the food here by 7 o'clock.
No. He wants it when he's done with the pre.
Yeah, the second the pre ends, you want to gnaw right into a slice.
Is there a pizza shop around here that you prefer?
Lots of there's decent
okay.
pizza here.
Good.
I like Big Nick's.
Oh, have you ever seen the slices of Big Nick's?
Yeah,
size of your head.
Beautiful, beautiful slice. So this is a nice story.
Above 9 inches, stardom.
One of Kobe's final wishes will be fulfilled when he was on the helicopter ride, which claimed his life and his daughter and seven other victims. He texted Rob Pelinka, Gianna's godfather, and said he wanted help for his family friend Lexi Altobelli to land an internship with a baseball agency. Pelinka relayed Brian's text message during the service for Kobe. Scott Boris reached out and offered Lexi an internship.
Nice.
And, so Kobe's last act and wish will come true.
And really came up big, too. He said, we will take care of her. We will get her to the right college. We will nurture her through the. I mean, if you want a baseball agency, you just got the best. And a lot of people don't like Scott Boris because he's a tough agent. I like Scott Boris a lot. He's got a big heart. And this is something I'm sure he embraces and will make the most of, too. Because this little girl lost her dad, too.
Right.
I know, it's unbelievable.
Was her mom also on the plane?
I don't.
Maybe a sister. Andrew said the mom too.
Jerry Jones was asked on the Dallas Morning News if he's thought about bringing back Dez Bryant.
Heard
I have not talked to Dez directly. I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
Yeah,
I have been.
He's such a tool.
I'm not dismissing it. I don't want to sound like it should be dismissed by saying that.
Right.
I'm thinking about it.
I thought about it in the shower.
On this day in sports history, we go back to 2010.
Crosby tries to dance through. Miller guides it away to the corner. Crosby up with it there. Punched along to Jerome Iginla. Crosby scores! It's over! The gold medal to Canada!
The golden goal for Sid Crosby, Team Canada. That'll do it for ENN on a Friday evening.
What a show. We didn't get a Yankee injury. We didn't get an Astro stuff. And we still made 3.5 hours of gold.
Can you believe it?
Unbelievable. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Rangers pregame coming up next. We'll talk to you Monday at 2:55.
Thank you, Al.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.